You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to an incredible journey with internationally renowned lawyer of attraction, Paula Kidd Casey. Applying the skills gained over 40 years of practicing law, Paula uses facts, logic, and science to prove the validity of the Law of Attraction. Join Paula each week as she explores unique concepts, allowing you to rediscover the wisdom of the ancient masters, all while weaving in the science that proves magic really does happen. If you yearn for a life change or want to rediscover your passion, then share the path with Paula and begin to love your journey every step of the way.
Hello, this is Paula Kidd Casey, and welcome to my show, The Lawyer of Attraction, on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I'm so glad to be with you this week. I have been under the weather the past couple of weeks, and I have really wanted to spend some quality time with you and talk to you about what's going on in our world, in our lives, and in our options, but most of all, in our opportunities. Right now, we may think that we don't have a lot of opportunities, that outside influences and outside conditioning is dictating to us how we think and how we feel and what our actions are. And I'm here to tell you that if I can get across anything to you, it would be that the power that we possess when we decide to control our thoughts, because we cannot let anyone steal our joy of living, our joy of making our own decisions, our joy of learning how to respond to any situation instead of react to a situation. The last few months have been different. I'm not going to use the word difficult or struggle because I don't want to put any more attention or any more energy into that. What I do want us to put our energy and attention to is the opportunities that we have in every moment to moment to moment to literally decide that we are going to be in control of how we feel and how we act. Because our thoughts immediately produce a feeling, an emotion. And that is a vibration that our body is in. And it's a frequency. It's a radio signal. It puts it out to the world, to the universe. When we broadcast on that frequency, we can only receive on that frequency. And when we are on the frequency of fear or of uncertainty or of difficulties, that is the only thing we can get back from the universe. And we deserve better. We are better. We are powerful spiritual beings that came here at this particular time for a particular reason with a particular purpose. And until we get some distance between that 24-hour news cycle and knowing who we truly are and how to access that, we will never become the spiritual beings, the high-end beings that we have been meant to be. I want to talk to you today about gratitude, because gratitude is the highest level of frequency that we can be on. I teach a class called the FAST Path, and FAST is an acronym for freedom, abundance, satisfaction, and time. And I want to take you on this journey and have you actually get involved in a class that I teach on gratitude. Because for us to understand our true power and our true opportunities, we have to understand that we have to reach for gratitude at every possible moment that we can. And there are so many things out there to be grateful for. We don't put our attention on those things. We put our attention on things that we think are negative or that are causing us pain. And all we're going to get is more of that. We have the opportunity, we have the ability, and we have the duty to control our thoughts and the frequency that our body is in, because that is the only thing that's going to make a difference right now. That is the only thing that we can do, is to put out positive, amazing energy. It changes our environment. It changes our the things in our room and in our house and in our neighborhood and in our communities. And when we learn that gratitude automatically makes us more generous people, and that that can literally change our environment, that is where our power lies. That is where our opportunities lie. That is where our future and destiny lies. And I want to be part of that with you. I want to offer you some information that I teach, and I want you to understand the power that you possess in a instant, in a moment. Okay, first of all, turn off the television. Second of all, just look at amazing positive things in your life. Read a good book. Get on a good YouTube station. Get on a great podcast. Look at something that makes you feel good. You know what it is. Your vibration tells you what feels good and what doesn't. And the more you can get to that higher vibration by small incremental decisions that you make all day long, the more it's going to change your life. And I promise you, the more it's going to change the lives of everybody that's in your environment. And we're all in the same environment. We're on this infinite zero-point field. We're all sharing energy. We need to get as much positive, amazing, loving, grateful energy out there as we possibly can. So I invite you to join me today in a class that I teach. It's a class on gratitude and how gratitude changes everything. It changes your life. It changes your vision. It changes the opportunities that you have in your life. It changes how you respond to people, and it changes how the universe reacts back to you. So come with me and let's listen to my class, and then I will be back when we're done, and I want to give you some more information. So we will be right back, and join me in my class on the Fast Path. Hello, this is Paula Kid Casey, and welcome to the Fast Path, and welcome to Lesson 2. And we are going to do a little bit of a review before we get to Lesson 2. So welcome. Welcome to the path of freedom, abundance, satisfaction, and time. I hope you realize by now, after 1 or 2 weeks with me, that this is probably not like any other program or teaching you've done, because we actually change our identity. We go from wanting something to becoming that before we even have it in our lives. And that's the whole secret to what we're talking about. We're going to do a little bit of a review as far as what we did last week, to kind of, because one of the things we're always going to learn in this is that repetition is what internalizes this information. So constant spaced repetition of a new idea, of a new thought with emotion. We're going to infuse it with emotion. That's how we literally internalize this new information. That's how we change our subconscious mind. That's how we change our identity. Today's lesson is gratitude, abundance, and attitude. Probably the most important thing we're going to learn in this is how important gratitude is, and it's a cornerstone of all the universal laws. Let's do a little bit of a review of what we did last week. And that is going to be the cornerstone of everything we're going to be doing, our transformational toolkits, our SNAPs. We have to understand the natural laws of the universe. We have to understand this information. Some of this you may have gotten from other books or from other courses. Some of this may be a first blush, but putting it all together is the missing piece, is how we're going to literally change our identities. Because we are going to become aware of how powerful we truly are. The information that we learn is literally the keys to the kingdom. And that is that we control our frequency, our vibration. That is the emotion that our body is in. That is where the power comes. We are taking steps every day in instances during the day. We are disrupting our autopilot lives. We are going to become the identity of a master. We are going to be masters of our frequency. We're using cues. We talked about atomic habits last week. We went over our transformational toolkit. We're using tools to elicit snaps. We're seeing a cue, and it's telling us to do something. Second nature action protocol. And that reminds us to quiet our mind and choose a new, a better thought, or just quiet our mind. Breathing deep. It signals your reptilian brain that you're safe. If a tiger was chasing you, you couldn't stop and take a deep breath. Cortisol production goes down when you take a deep breath. It literally puts your body in a new frequency. And here's another fun thing, a smile. Literally, if you could smile while you're taking this big deep breath or when you're meditating. The use of the muscles that we need that are necessary to smile, it signals to the subconscious mind that you must be happy or you wouldn't be smiling, because nobody walks around smiling. And your subconscious mind looks around for things to be happy about because you just told it you were happy. So you're going to feel it a lot more when you literally smile when you're doing this thing. Our frequency is our emotion. Native Americans call the instant the power of now. They call it the sacred pause. They say it's a place where Satan cannot reach. When you are in this, it literally changes your chemistry. When you're in the now, because nothing bad happens in the now. We use our imagination to worry about the past or worry about the future. The now is somewhere that Satan cannot reach. And when you take that big deep breath and you quiet your mind and your cortisol goes down in your body, it literally changes the chemistry in your body. Last week we talked about the feeling is the prayer. So prayer initially meant communion. We are communicating with the universe. We are equal partners. What we put out to the universe comes back to us. That's a law of physics. So communion and prayer means what we are, what frequency we're on. It doesn't mean the words. It means what we're actually feeling. So if you want something, the feeling you're putting out is, I don't have it. We are going to learn to be grateful. We're going to be in gratitude. We're going to be in happiness. That's the communion with the universe. That's what we're going to get back. Now, if you've been doing this for a couple of weeks and you haven't been able to literally get to a higher place, you feel guilty. Guilt is such a counterproductive emotion. So if you take a big deep breath and you can't get to a level of gratitude and you go, well, shoot, and I don't usually use that word, I can't feel grateful. It's guilt. It's a frequency. Okay, so don't worry about if you can't reach for a higher feeling thought. If you just quiet your mind, you disrupt your day. You disrupt that subconscious mind. So don't feel guilty when you take a big deep breath. Just quiet your mind. If you can't think of a better feeling thought, that's okay. Don't reach for guilt. It's a frequency. We want to tune our bodies and our minds. If nothing else, just silence. That helps as much as anything else. So we're going to pray from the place you wish to be. We are going to act from the place we wish to be. We are going to pray from the place we wish to be. We are going to thank Source, Infinite Intelligence, the field, God. We are going to thank them for all the abundance in our lives, all the opportunities in our lives. We are not asking or begging or beseeching anything. We are praying from where you want to, where you are, where you're going to be. We are praying from that right now. And then we have physical actions. Remember, there's three levels of everything we do: thinking, feeling, and acting. And our actions are, we've outlined when we're going to do all of our snaps. We've made a commitment. We've written them down. We said them out loud. Our subconscious mind is buying it. We've sent it into me. Okay, so we've outlined them and we've committed to the cues, and we're actually taking action with each cue. We're doing something different. We're disrupting that day. Let's talk about gratitude and appreciation. Remember, the primary law of the universe is a law of vibration. This is on a quantum physics level. At a subatomic level, everything is vibrating. All the subatomic particles, meaning the particles smaller than the atom, when you get to that level, everything is vibrating. We are the only entity that we know of that we can control that vibration. We can learn to control our frequency. The secondary law is a law of attraction. That's what most people think the big law is, but it's a secondary law because if we don't control, if we don't become the masters of our vibration, we do not get to choose what we put out and what comes back to us. And you know, remember, you don't know what you don't know. So once you are aware of it, once you understand this basic tenet that we're talking about, you now have a responsibility to use it, to be on guard on those instances of what you're feeling. Take a big deep breath and reach for a better feeling thought, because we are becoming aware of how the universe works, the universal laws. It has to work. It's the law. This is not just arbitrary. And I'm telling you stuff that we hope works. It's been proven for millennial by ancient masters, by current contemporary teachers, by scientists, and we're going to prove all of that with the science. It has to become, it's the law. There's a great book, it's called U Squared, and it's a very small little book. You can get it on Amazon. Remember, I'm telling you all these books to be reading as we go along. And there's an opening metaphoric story. And the author is sitting in a little Vermont inn, and he's having lunch, and he notices that there's a fly trying to get out his pane glass window, and the window is closed. And the fly is flying left, and the fly is flying right, and the fly is backing up and trying to go faster. So no amount of trying harder is that little fly going to be able to get out to achieve his goal. So when people tell you to try harder, and you don't understand the laws that literally control, you're like that little fly. You're going to spend the rest of your life trying to get out that pain, trying harder, doing the same things you've always been doing. But that little fly, if he would just turn 180 degrees, there's an open door less than 10 feet away. He could get outside and achieve his goal if he would just learn to think differently, if he would understand there's different options, if he would understand the laws. We don't want to be that little fly that we're just trying harder, doing the same thing we've always been doing. Because I will tell you, if you don't have the results you want, you don't know the information that you need to turn around and fly out that little door so you can achieve your goals. And that is the information, that is the universal laws that we're talking about. The big one is you don't attract what you want. The Secret was such a great initial overview to everyone. I read it and I saw it on the documentary in 2006. And it just says, if you want something, you're going to get it. And remember, there was kind of like he wanted an elephant and the elephant shows up in his room at some point in time. It was a great introduction. It did not give you the necessary laws that you need to implement in your life, because you don't attract what you want. You attract what you are. That is why we are changing our identities. We are attracting what we are. We are tuning our vibration, that radio signal. It works like gravity. It has to work. If you drop a ball, it's going to go on the ground. If you vibrate at abundance and gratitude and competence and knowledge and trust and belief, I will guarantee you, you get it back. It works like gravity. You are on that frequency. And we're going to learn it to use it to our advantage. If we aren't aware of it, we don't know what we don't know. If we aren't aware of it, we can't even use it to our advantage. But once we know about it, we still have to be able to implement it in our everyday lives. And we learn to internalize it into our subconscious mind, which controls what we do 95% of the day. That is how we change our identity. And this week, we are going to begin using the feeling of gratitude in your daily homework. Gratitude and abundance go hand in hand. When you are grateful for something, you realize you have an amount of something to be grateful for. That's an abundance of something. And the universal law says you get more of what you put out. When you are grateful for something, you are putting out, I have something. I have an abundance of something because I'm grateful for it. You get more abundance. I want you to understand that abundance is the standard of the universe. And we're not just talking about money. If you will look at the universe, it is expanding. New stars are forming. New planets are forming. Look at our planet. new trees are growing. You cannot count the leaves on a tree. You cannot count the blades of grass or the stars in the sky. There is so much of an abundance of everything. And, you know, we have 7-8 billion people on our planet. We are not trucking in resources from another planet. Whatever we have here is expanding. You know, leaves grow constantly, and they drop seeds, and they grow new trees. Snowflakes. Oh my gosh, I love snowflakes. We are expanding. We are either growing and expanding, which is what we're doing here, because we're learning things, we're implementing new things, or we're contracting. And so many people think that if they're doing nothing, they're okay. They're staying where they are. And that's not the law of the universe. We are either expanding knowledge, information, our frequency, or we are contracting. We are getting smaller, and we want to play big. That's what we're here for. Abundance is a mindset. It is a frequency. It is a thought. And there's a natural law of relativity that we can use with everything. Let me explain what that is. You can use the law of relativity. You may not have as much in relation to a millionaire, but you have so much more in relation to the poor people in India. You can put yourself into a mindset of gratitude by doing a law of relativity. In relation to other things that are out there, you have so much. Do not feel guilty. That does not work. That is a frequency. You get more things to feel guilty about. You are going to be appreciative of what you have. You have a roof over your head. Hopefully you have a job to go to, or you have a wonderful thing in your life that you're doing. You're being productive, or you're looking for something to be productive about. That's what you're here for. We are growing. So using the law of relativity, we have something. In relation to other things in this world, we have something. We have a lot more. We're going to use that to actually build our abundance mindset. Our abundance is tied to our self-worth and our self-image. We talk about that in later lessons. But if we don't think we're worthy, we won't have enough abundance in our lives, because we don't think, well, we don't deserve that. Abundance is tied to our self-image, and we are going to learn that we are powerful pieces of divinity, that we have literally this power that runs to and through us, that we have divinity in us, and that that makes our self-worth impossible to deny, and that we have a right to have abundance in our lives. There is a core belief in Western culture, and that core belief is we don't have enough. Something is wrong. You know, you're not enough. Your car's not good enough. Your house isn't good enough. You're not making enough money. That goes back to your self-image. That goes back to your self-worth. They want you to buy more things. That's consumerism. So you don't have enough. And that is totally different than us expanding. We are expanding as spiritual beings. That also means we can buy more and have more. But it doesn't mean we do that to make ourselves feel better. We do that because that is the natural outcome of our expansion. We understand that happiness is what we're reaching for, and that those things don't make us happy. But when we're happy, those things start surrounding us. We go about it backwards, and we're going to learn how to go about it the right way. Consumerism says we need something more to be happy. And what we're going to learn is once you get happy, these things come to you and you love them and you appreciate them, but you don't need them to be happy. But when we resist our true worth, when we say we're not good enough, we're not worthy, we can only make this much money, we only have this much of a degree, a high school degree, or 2 years of college, or we only have an undergraduate degree. This is only how much we can make. When we resist our true worth, which means we are worthy of everything the universe has out there, what happens is we draw the wrong kind of energy. We feel tired and powerless. We think buying that thing is going to make us feel better. Eating that thing is going to make us feel better. Having more friends is going to make us feel better. We are going to learn, and we are learning, that our identity is we are happy people. That is the frequency we are on. We are grateful for what we have, and we're going to get more of it. We are going to start telling a different story. You were born enough. You're here. You're worthy. We're going to sit up straight. We're going to claim that worthiness. We're going to claim our power. And when we do, you're going to see how everything around you totally changes. We begin to practice abundance, the feeling of abundance, because when we do that, we get more things in our lives that are abundant by practicing gratitude. When you are grateful for what you have, you feel abundant and it starts spiraling up. And we spiral up a little bit at a time. Very rarely do we literally change our identity. There's two ways to change our subconscious mind and our identity. One is an intense emotional impact. That would be like a near-death experience where you have the spiritual experience, your out-of-body experience, or sometimes something negative happens. Something negative happened. 9/11 was one of that, where you kind of feel powerless. You can change your identity to something worse, but you can also change your identity to something much better in an instant, but that's with an intense emotional impact. That doesn't happen very often. We don't usually have control over that. The other way we change our identity is constant spaced repetition of a new idea with emotion that we're going to practice, and we internalize it. And we do that. We do it a little bit at a time. We spiral up a little bit at a time. The more you feel grateful for, just a little bit, the more you're going to feel abundant. The more you feel abundant, the more you know you have, you actually have in your hands. And then you have more than enough and you start giving. You give with outstretched hands. The gesture of giving something and receiving something is the same gesture. It's outstretched hands. The more we know that we have and that we're grateful for, the more we know that we give, and when we give, that is when we get back. If you have clenched fists, you cannot get any, you can't hold anything in these clenched fists. No one can give these things to you. But when we give, it's the same gesture as receiving. We cannot stop this sacred dance because a lot of us refuse to take. A lot of us refuse to receive from other people. Number one, we don't think we're worthy. Number two, we don't want to be in their debt. There's a lot of reasons that we don't do that. But if you don't participate in this dance, both ways of giving and receiving, you know, we stop the sacred dance. When you refuse to give joyfully, or you receive graciously, receiving graciously, that is when we start spiraling up. That's the sacred dance that we do with the universe. This is not about money. This is not about you having to give money to get money. This is about you giving a smile or a hug or a compliment, or you help someone at work, or you give a little bit more to your kids at night. It's about giving. And when you do, you start receiving. And that's where we fill up the abundance. We don't stop it out of guilt because we're not enough and they should keep it. There is an abundance of everything. We need to be in the sacred dance to understand that. Gratitude is the ultimate state of receiving. When you are grateful and you understand you have enough and you give, that is when you start receiving from the universe, from other people. They smile at you. You get a raise. You get a new job. You know, you get a new friend. But gratitude is the ultimate state of receiving. It literally changes your electric frequency. Our hearts have 100 times more magnetic frequency in them than any other organ in our body, including our brains. When we put out gratitude, it's electronic, it's a magnetic signal, it's a frequency, it's an electric frequency. You change your energy, and I mean your energy, I mean energy that science can measure, but that is a decision. I want to share with you one of the things I do when I have people in my classes in person. So you need to go to get two wire hangers out of your closet, and you're going to make two wands with them. And they look like L's, and there's 5 inches by 11 inches. and they look like L's, and you get a straw and you cut the straw in two, and you put the straw on the 5-inch ends and you hold them in front of your heart about 6 inches. So they kind of look like little six guns, you know, they look like little guns. You hold them holding on to the straws, and you hold them about 6 inches from your heart. Your heart has a magnetic signal. When you think positive thoughts, it literally pushes these wires, because they're wires and it's electric signals, magnetic signals. It pushes the wires away from you when you think positive thoughts. You are pushing this energy out to the universe. When you think negative thoughts, you're going to hold your six guns in front of you, and the negative thoughts literally make the wires come towards you. They pull them in. Same thing when you're having negative thoughts. You put out no energy. It literally comes back onto you. You gotta play this game. It's just amazing, because it proves to you our thoughts literally control our environment. It takes a decision in an instant to think a new thought, to put out positive magnetic signals. People feel them. You feel them. You feel when somebody around you is putting out good energy. You literally feel it with your body. When you give, you are on the frequency of having more than you need, because obviously, if you didn't think you had enough, you'd be holding it close to you, and there would be none of this sacred dance or this electric charge or this frequency or this energy that's going back and forth through the universe. When you give, you are telling the universe you have more than enough. That is a frequency you're on, abundance. The universe responds in kind and gives you more. You're going to see this in small incremental things in your life, but you're going to start seeing it, because we are disrupting our day with our cues, with our snaps, and we are reaching for a feeling of gratitude. It's an instant decision. One of the things you need to understand is you have to be authentic in your gratitude appreciation. It's what you're feeling, not what you're saying. If you say, "I'm thankful," but you're frustrated with somebody else, or you're worrying about something else, it doesn't work. It's not the words. It's that your thinking, your feeling, and your action have to be in harmony. They have to be authentic. We're going to break gratitude down into three levels, which we talked about. Thankfulness, which is in your head. Appreciation, which is a feeling, that is in your body, that is your subconscious mind. And generosity, that is your physical activity, that you're actually giving it out. Thankfulness begins in your thought. We can choose a new thought. We recognize the abundance already around us. We focus on that. One thing to be abundant for: our windshield wipers work on the way to work. There's asphalt that makes our ride smooth. We focus on something that we're grateful for. We think about that, things that we're grateful for. And then we're going to experience the feelings of thankfulness. You're going to automatically have something that makes you feel a little bit better. And that is going to be a feeling in our body, in our subconscious mind, in our emotional body. We are going to learn to appreciate this thought that we just decided to be thankful for. So many of us, in so many other courses and books and things that we've done, you write down your thankfulness and it stays in your conscious mind, which only controls 5% of your day. When we're writing our thankfulness, we're thinking about it, we're writing it down. It only stays in our conscious mind, which only controls what we do 5% of our day. But when we learn to appreciate it, and we learn to internalize it into our subconscious mind, which controls what we do 95% of our day, that is when we change our identity. The root word of appreciation is appreciate. And that means to increase in value. You know that if your house appreciates, it increases in value. The word appreciate means it gets more valuable. We want to take that idea of being thankful for something and make it more valuable. Appreciation begins after the initial thoughts of thankfulness. We've thought something to be thankful for. We really are think that that's something we can be thankful for. And we learn to appreciate it more, and it ultimately increases the values of those thoughts. So how do we do that? We think thankfulness. How do we appreciate? How do we increase the value of that thought of thankfulness? So here's one way to do it. Remember the law of relativity, that you kind of decide where you are in relation to everything else? That gives you a different perspective of things. One way to do this is to change your perspective. What if I didn't have it? You could be thankful for your eyesight. You can write down eyesight. But until you say to yourself, what if I didn't have it? What if I was blind? What if I couldn't see that? And I don't mean to do this in a morbid or a negative way, but if you change your perspective on what if I didn't have this in my life, you automatically understand how valuable it is. And the value becomes higher when you don't take it for granted. That is what we do so often. We take everything for granted. I want you to start appreciating every single thing that makes our life rich, because when we do, our lives get richer. They get more abundant. We have more productivity. We have more friends. We have more money. You will be amazed. But it starts with not taking something for granted, and it grows from there. And remember, we have different categories when we're doing this. We're going to identify specific feelings in each category, which each category elicits from you. So, you know, when you think about your child, what are some different emotions? Are you proud of them? Are you just astonished that they belong to you? Is there tenderness because you want to take care of them? There's nurturing. We need to start identifying the emotions, the feelings that go with each category that we're going to be talking about, because so many times we just glance over it. We gloss over it. We take it for granted. We're going to do some deep dives into why we appreciate the things that we do. We're going to give it more value. You increase your appreciation with each feeling and acknowledge how fortunate you are to have it. And we're talking about any little it. We're talking about the things in the instant moment. That is how we change our identity. When you realize how much you already have, guess what? The universe gives you more of the same thing. Now, once you understand that you've appreciated this thankfulness with value, and you really have a lot more value for this thing that you appreciate, you have more than enough. You can now go to generosity. That is the physical aspect of what we're talking about. Everything we talk about has three aspects: in our thinking mind, in our feeling body, and in our physical action. So the absolute highest level of gratitude is generosity. When you are so grateful for what you have, you understand you have an abundance of it. We're talking smiles and hugs and compliments and paying more attention and more time with people, doing a little bit better job, leaving everyone with the impression of increase, more than filling your present place. The science of Getting Rich by Wattis Wattles is also a great book. And it talks about more than filling your present place, doing a little bit more for people, not necessarily at work, anywhere. That is being generous with yourself. It is in generosity, you recognize your abundance and want to give it to others. You have to. Your cup overfloweth. And that is when the magic starts happening. Your actions automatically become generous because you have more than enough. Okay? You're grateful. You valued it. Oh my gosh, I have enough. I'm going to give a little bit out. Generosity means giving more than is expected. It's not a trade. It's not, I'm going to be nice to you and you're going to be nice to me. I'm going to do this and you're going to give me a raise. It is literally doing things because you know there's so much there of you to give. When you are generous, you trust the universe, and the universe gives you more to trust. You're on a frequency of trust. This stuff just works. So when you are generous, you're saying to the universe, I trust there's enough. And it starts spiraling up. The universe gives you more back to trust. Thoughts, feelings, and actions shift you from lack and scarcity to abundance. And we're talking about every category. Please don't think this is about money. Money comes when you get this in all the other aspects of your life. Thinking thankful thoughts shifts the way you see the world. When you're looking at your now bracelet and you're taking a big deep breath, you look around to find something to be thankful for. And guess what? Your subconscious mind finds something for you to be thankful for. And now it starts looking all the time for something for you to be thankful for. And now you start finding things to be thankful for even before you're even paying attention. When feeling emotions of appreciation, you begin to live with an expectation of abundancy. What we just talked about, your subconscious mind is going, okay, 5 minutes ago, there was something to be grateful for. I'm going to start looking for other things to be grateful for. And then you go, what a coincidence. There's other things to be thankful for. You guys, we are making the coincidences. We are making the serendipities because we are choosing the frequency that we are on. The fear and inadequacy we feel that we're not enough begins to diminish. We spiral up. We only do this a little bit at a time. You start trusting more. You've put a little bit more out there. You've got a little bit more back. You start trusting more. When you act in generosity, abundance abounds all around you. When you consistently live with generosity, you move from gratitude to grace. And grace is when you're connected to source. Science can literally prove that gratitude is the highest frequency. Gratitude, love, joy are the highest frequencies that we can be on. And when we are in that, when we are in gratitude to grace, we are literally connected to source, to this field, this infinite field that surrounds us. I'm going to prove to you with science it's there. It's in between each atom. It permeates, penetrates, and fills the inner spaces. That's from Wallace Wattles in 1903, before quantum physics was even discovered. But we are connected to source, to this infinite intelligence when we are in gratitude. And that is when we are in grace. This is true knowledge, true trusting, true peace, true calmness. It's the ability to listen to your intuition and act with purpose. We talk about that a lot more later. I'm giving you a lot of overviews because we're going to do some deep digging. Gratitude is the thing we're going to strive to be on, not only throughout the remainder of this course, but the rest of our lives. It's the frequency that we're going to learn to be on. So attitude, and so we're talking about not just gratitude, but there's three levels of gratitude, that is thinking, feeling, and acting. But in any attitude we have, there's also three levels: thoughts, feelings, and actions. And you have to be in harmony with all three of these to be authentic, for any of this stuff to work. And you know how that is. You go, oh, her heart wasn't in it. Well, I did it, but I didn't want to do it. If your physical body is taking these action steps, but your heart's not in it, you do not get the results that you want. All of these three things have to be in harmony with every attitude that you're going to choose to be in. Dr. Joe Dispenza, and if you haven't read his books, Becoming Supernatural is his last one. They're amazing. That's another set of books you should read. So he talks about there's philosophy, which is our thinking. There is doing, which is our initiation. We're actually starting to do it. And then being is when we become the masters of doing. And that is what we're going to do. We're the masters of our frequency. Most of the time, we're only in our conscious mind. We're in that 5%. We're only thinking for 5% of our day. And the rest of the time, we're in our subconscious, automatic paradigms, automatic conditioning that we don't even know we're thinking about anything. And we do the same thing over and over. But what we are doing is we are disrupting our day. We are using our habits and our snaps and our cues to stop what we're doing, to stop that 95% of our day, take a big deep breath, quiet our mind, and decide to pick a better feeling thought. You may not be able to go from I'm bored to I'm feeling joyful, but you could say I'm bored, what can I do next? Or I'm frustrated, maybe there's a little bit of hope. You can go up the spiral a little bit. It disrupts our day. These cues, these snaps disrupt our day. And we can choose a better feeling thought. It needs to be in harmony. It needs to have everything together. Our thinking, our feeling, and our actions need to be the same way, but it's only for an instance. It's only in the now. But this consistent practice of doing stuff in the now, taking big deep breaths and smiling at somebody and meaning it, feeling appreciation and meaning it, doing something in the now, quieting our mind and not worrying, just quieting your mind. That gets us in harmony with all three of those different levels. And when we are consistent in it, we go from doing it every now and then to being it, to changing our identity. Dr. Joe says, small actions consistently applied add up to something dramatic and unexpected. And we're going to find that on our journey here. Mahatma Gandhi said, happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. We need to learn to harmonize our emotions, our present moment. We need to understand the power that lies in that. And being in harmony is where we get that. We are done with lesson two of the Fast Path. So happy that we are here. Please let us know how you're doing, and I will see you on the Zoom call. Thank you so much for being here. And we are back from class. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it gave you some things to think about. I want you to understand that the power that you truly possess is in knowledge and awareness and decisions that you make moment to moment. Decisions that you decide this moment, I'm going to take a big deep breath and appreciate everything that I have in my life right now. We still have so much in our lives. When we put our attention to that, it grows. We are going to grow the most amazing new future. You know, there's a book called The Tipping Point by Malcolm Gladwell. It's a great book. And it talks about that there's a 2-3%, it's called critical mass. Only that amount of people in a given time needs to think of something or know something before it's a tipping point. We don't have to have 51%. We don't have to have a vast majority. 2-3% of the population, once they're aware of something and they think something and they put that energy out, it becomes a tipping point in the environment. Transcendental meditation, which is amazing, has done past experiments where they had a very specific percentage of the population meditating at a certain time every day for about an hour. And one of those is in Washington, D.C., and this is out of the book, The Field, by Lynn McTaggart. And it says when they meditated for an hour, a certain percentage, and it's a very small percentage, of the population actually did this transcendental meditation, crime rates went down drastically. They could measure these things. Admissions into emergency rooms went down drastically. Domestic violence, people in prison, it went down drastically when a very small percentage of the population sent out amazing energy, peaceful energy, loving, grateful energy. And that's what you and I can do. We think that our lives are out of control. They're not. We have so much control over our moment-to-moment decision to reach for a better feeling thought, to think a better feeling thought, to send out gratitude, to send out love, to be generous, to understand the abundance we have in our lives, and that's what's going to help us get more abundance in our lives and change our world. We're going to put our attention to the things that we have in common, the way we help each other. We're going to put our time and energy, we're going to put our frequency into the positive destiny that we have in front of us. And that's what you and I can do to move this thing forward. So I want to thank you for joining me today. I also want to tell you I have a brand new opportunity that I want everybody to be aware of. It is a great moment-to-moment option that I want you to know that you can exercise. It's a brand new program. It is so affordable for everyone. It's tangible. It's moment-to-moment. It's to help you understand the power you have to actually leave yourself cues and to leave yourself clues all day long to take that back, that power of feeling the way you want to feel, the prayer you want to put out to the universe, to become that new person, a positivity, of prosperity, of abundance, of service. Please email me at Paula Kid Casey, and it's paula@paulakidcasey.com, or go to my website, thelawyerofattraction.com, and leave me a message. I'd love to talk to you about how you can get involved in this, how we can literally change the world together. And as Ram Dass always says, we are all just walking each other home. And I am so humbled and honored to be on this journey with you. And I know that moment to moment, we are going to change the world to exactly the way It was meant to be, and we want it to be. So thank you. Until next week, this is Polly Kid Casey, and I am the Lawyer of Attraction.
Thank you for joining Paula Kid Casey on Lawyer of Attraction Radio Show. For more information about Paula programs and her book, please visit www.lawyerofattraction.com. Until next week, may you experience the magic of manifesting genuine abundance.